He leads one of South Africa's oldest and most resilient Jewish communities. Rabbi Gideon Fox is head of the Pretoria Jewish Community, and he joins us now from the capital to talk about Jewish life in Pretoria, the challenges, the milestones, and the vision going forward. Rabbi Gideon Fox, the rabbi of the Pretoria Hebrew Congregation and Pretoria Community, thanks for chatting with us here on The Home Run. If I can start by asking you to give us a sense of what is unique about the Pretoria Jewish community today.
So I think the uniqueness of it is the nature of community that it really has. You know, we're not just simply a shul, but because I think to a certain extent, because of the size, because of the challenges that that presents, it actually creates a very close connection between members of the community and each other. And across the board, there's just that real sense of family, which is quite a remarkable thing that exists specifically because of the dynamics of the community.
Rabbi, how large is the community and has it grown or shrunk in recent years?
So I'm actually loath to give numbers because people tend to write it off accordingly. But as we discussed last week, we actually we punch above our weight, as I think you expressed. I think our best guesstimate at present is that there's probably 500 souls that are associated living in Pretoria, whether associated or otherwise, and that obviously includes our retirement home, Jaffa. But at the same time, I think it's critical to mention that despite those numbers, the vibrancy and the dynamism of the community belies that. So we have Minyan Mitchul three times every day, without Baruch Hashem, generally speaking, really as a given, without any problem whatsoever. We have obviously over Shabbos we have all the services, etc. When you ask has it grown? It hasn't. Our biggest challenge is a demographic one, and that seems to be one which is very difficult to reverse. But at the same time, as we spoke about last week, the Simplex project sees a nice flow of young couples coming in for varying periods of time of up to 5 years, but really injecting a further dynamism into the community. So when people come for Shabbos, they can't believe the size.
Any idea how big the community was when it was its largest, and any idea when the first Jews to come to Pretoria was?
So the heyday, I think it was close on 5,000 Jews in Pretoria. I understand there were 26 Wietzo groups that ran in Pretoria in its heyday.
26 Wietzo groups. That's 20, one organized, yeah. Well, but that's also Jewish tradition, I think. We make a committee for everything, right?
And I don't think it was based on machloikis. It wasn't because there was a discord between them, but just the community was so large.
Big.
And again, still feeling a community that one Wietzo just couldn't cope. So when the
amazing.
First Jews came to Pretoria, I don't know. But it was certainly a very dynamic community, and it still is, though the numbers, as I say, aren't there.
But that's, of course, a problem across South Africa. It's not unique to Pretoria. You mentioned the demographic challenge. What are some of the other key challenges that faces the community in Pretoria right now?
So I really think it all stems from that one challenge, because last year, unfortunately, we closed the Ganeinu, which was a kindergarten that we ran here. And as a consequence of that makes it very difficult, obviously. We would obviously reopen it were we to have the children, but that means that an organization within the community closed down. Predominantly what that means is that we don't have the youth. It's not feeding itself from within. The challenge is that once the youngsters get married, generally get married, they tend to move to Johannesburg. And it's really a social thing. It's quite, I don't want to call it disheartening, because the reality is that it's understandable and it's still a majestic and beautiful community. But the reality is when they come back for Shabbat, they say there's nowhere like Pretoria. And then on Motzei Shabbos, they go back to Johannesburg. And it's just the nature of the dynamic of having that social infrastructure that that you have in Johannesburg, which we just can't replicate at this stage.
How connected is the Pretoria Jewish community to Jewish life in Johannesburg, Cape Town, and of course Israel?
I'm not sure what you mean by connected Jewish life in the other cities, insofar as we run our own programs here. People are not going to go to a Yom HaTzmaut, Yom HaShoah in Johannesburg, etc. So we have all of those facilities here as well. We have our own branch of the Board of Deputies. Israel is central, and what allows us to be perhaps even more, I don't want to say more central than others, but certainly the gift of having the Israeli embassy here in Pretoria allows us to have quite a nice, close and intimate interaction with embassy staff, etc., which I think we hold with tremendous pride, that connection and the ability to be there for them for whatever it is that they require. The connection of Pretoria to Israel is no less than the connection of, as we know, South African Jewry to Israel, which is a very passionate and committed and connected relationship.
Can you share a highlight, something that you're proud of, that's come out of the community recently?
Sorry,
to put you on the spot. Everybody says when I ask for one thing that it's really hard.
It is hard because there's so much to be proud of and to celebrate about the community here. The fact that everyone works together and gets along together, the fact that we can have in such a diverse community. You know, ordinarily one wouldn't necessarily associate a community such as ours with housing a yeshiva. And the fact that there's that open-mindedness, that we can have groups from whichever grouping, you know, whether it's we had Achim recently and they've been coming periodically, or different schools coming and doing Shabbatons here. I think the sense that every person, regardless of what their background is, can come to Pretoria and feel a warmth and a connectedness to the community, to the members. Everybody says that the friendship and the welcoming nature of the people, I think that really is something that we shine in. And it's not a specific of recent. I think it's a specific blessing that we have. And maybe because we're a little bit out of the bagel belt, but it's a blessing that we have of that excitement when we see new people who've come for Shabbos and what they bring and the energy that they bring, that we make them feel really comfortable and at home, because we like to feel that this is the home of every Jewish person that wants to come to Pretoria, even just for Shabbos.
The bagel belt. Now, that's a new term for me. I love it. Thank you for that. Rabbi, have you seen or felt any rise in anti-Semitism in Pretoria, especially in light of October the 7th and following that event?
Not in the slightest. And I can tell you anywhere. I have not experienced anti-Semitism in South Africa. Maybe I do live in a little bit of a bubble, but absolutely not. If the only experiences that I've had over the 20 years since we came back from Australia has been just the opposite. People coming over, I've had people coming over and saying, are you Jewish? And you know, you bristle a little bit because you don't know what's coming. And then they say, when you say yes, and they say, well, you're a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, would you give me a blessing? That's the only thing that I've experienced over the past 20 years, including post 7th of October. I've only had that we're with you, we support you, we pray for you. And to be sure, that's not only here in Pretoria. Mm-hmm. We were in the Durban area, and we were in shopping in some Checkers or something, and somebody held onto my arm. And once again, you get a little bit anxious, and the person just turned around and said, we're praying for you.
Oh, wow.
I think we're very blessed here in South Africa. I don't know how much time, but I have one of my most beautiful stories is, well, there's two, if I may. I was in a shopping center here in Pretoria, and we were going to an escalator, and there was an individual who I am certain was older than me, and I motioned to him to go first. And he says, no, Jews first.
I've never had that. That's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
And then your other story?
One final story, yeah. My other story, my kids love it, but happened to be the same shopping center, and somebody comes over to me and says, "Are you Jewish?" Very perceptive of him, and I said, "Yes." He says, "I just bought a video, a DVD of Moses. Would you sign it?" It's like, I'm not that old, but he wanted the signature of somebody who was related to Moses. And that is always the experience that I've had. And I think it's important. I know it goes beyond the scope of Pretoria for us to realize what a blessing that is. My son, I have a son in Australia, and he was going back, and we were at the airport, and we went to look at the planes because my grandkids like to see that. And all of a sudden, some lady comes over and says, "Excuse me, are you Jewish?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "I want you to know I pray for you every single day." Oh, and my son turned around and said, you don't get that in Australia. We're very blessed in South Africa.
Rabbi, just before I let you go, did you sign the Moses, what was it, a DVD, did you say?
Yeah. I did, but I had to make it look shaky, like I was 2,000 years old.
And that was Rabbi Gideon Fox giving us a glimpse into the heart and soul of the Pretoria Jewish community. Thank you.